across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now I'm joined on the line by Greg Campbell, who is the Director of Operations at Brentwood Council. A really good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Excellent. Great to talk to you. Now, first off, there's a little bit of news that's come in. There's been a fire at Drake House this morning. So can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, I mean, I have limited information at the moment, but Brentwood Council and officers are aware. We are on site. We're working with all the emergency services at the moment. I understand the fire is out. It's under control and it is out. Now we're working with all the agencies to make sure everyone is okay. We understand there's been no injuries as far as we're aware at the moment. And we're just working with the agencies to make sure that everyone is okay and what's needed is put into place. And so we're supporting those people that have been affected and their homes. But that's the most I can give you at the moment and the most that I'm aware of. But Brentwood Council are on site with all the emergency services working in coordination.
Right. Thank you for that. And obviously we send our wishes to everybody there and everybody at the moment, as far as we know, is safe and the council are on site to help further. There's something totally new which is coming to Brentwood. It's the local reward scheme and it's the first in Essex, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think actually it may be the first in the southeast, I'm told. So we're really proud of bringing this kind of innovation to residents of Brentwood. And it's all tied in with a safari trail that kicks off this Saturday. So if you go up and you find any of the wild animals, and I don't mean they're live animals, obviously, just stating that, but these animals, and there's a QR code. If you scan the QR code, it allows you to gather rewards for some of the local high street vendors. So it's an excellent opportunity to do something free, but get rewarded for it as well. And every time you scan your QR code, it pops up and it will tell you what reward you've got or what you may be able to do with that reward when you go around. So something great to do with a family over the summer. And it's something great to do because you get a reward for it as well. So it's a kind of win-win all round. So we're really pleased we're doing that. And it's hopefully, looking at the weather, it's going to be fantastic this weekend. So, you know, real great opportunity to get out, get rewards, support local businesses and do it in a kind of in a safe, secure COVID way.
That is fabulous. I love the idea of that. That's really good. You've got Antisocial Awareness Week. It's starting on Monday, and Brentwood Borough Councillors have got antisocial behaviour officers, and they're going to be holding events this week. And it can be really stressful for people when they've got antisocial behaviour of where they go, who they talk to, can they ring the police, are they interested? So to have people there that they can actually talk to is really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's, obviously, as you say, it's Antisocial Behaviour Awareness Week. We've got three events with our community trailer. One will be in Bishop's Hall on July the 20th, one in Brentwood High Street on July the 22nd, and also outside Shenfield Library on the 21st. And that's, as you said, Michelle, rightly, that's the opportunity. Come and talk to some of our officers about concerns and what you should do. I mean, I have to say we're fortunate enough that we don't have much compared to many other areas. But it still happens, and we want to make sure that residents know what to do if it is happening or where to report. And as you say, they can go and talk to officers, obviously adhering to social distancing and all the COVID rules and regulations to be safe. But just go and talk to them. They'll be able to give you some great advice and be able to talk to you and reassure you of what you need to do and who to contact.
Now, as we know, it's been a tough 18 months for everybody in the UK. People locally made a difference, especially in Brentwood. There's been lots of people doing amazing things that you probably don't even hear of on a daily basis. But you can nominate people for Stars of Brentwood Awards.
That's correct. Stars of Brentwood is coming. And you're right. There's been huge efforts. And I think some of it does go unnoticed. But this is the opportunity to kind of identify those people, those groups in the community and the voluntary sector who's been, you know, supporting everyone through this kind of period. And it's nominations any age, organisation, whatever it may be, what it is they may have contributed to the community, whether it be sport, whether it be something to do with the pandemic or any kind of acts of kindness that have been going on. Just to get onto the Brentwood website, go on there, you'll find the community awards and you'll be able to nominate and submit your kind of application for those who you think should be nominated as Star of Brentwood. The closing date is Friday, 10th of September. So we've got a while to go. But please go online, your group, school, whoever it may be, to recognise those people in Brentwood who have been doing a fantastic job. We probably know many of those, and they just need to be rewarded and nominated.
Pandemic, as horrible as it has been, has brought out a lot of people. When it first started off and we were having people ringing the elderly to have a chat, or going out to get shopping for people, or prescriptions, or walking somebody's dogs, or, you know, all these people really did so much. And then you've got all of the charities that have been delivering food, and people have been donating food, and Can in the Van initiatives, and all sorts of things going on. So it's people have really given their time.
Michelle, you're so right. I mean, we really did see it come through in the pandemic. You know, there was a hub that was working in the background, bringing all the agencies and those community groups together. And there was a lot more networking going on, probably behind the scenes, that we're not even aware of. You know, as you said, people just contacting people, making sure they're all right, making sure they weren't feeling lonely or isolated. It was all those things that were going on that, you know, really make you feel kind of proud to be part of Brentwood and the community that we've got here.
Restrictions are lifting very soon, fingers crossed. So what do people, fingers crossed, what do people need to be aware of?
We know the restrictions are lifting, but we're still seeing, you know, the things that we should be doing, which is those the things we've been ingrained to do now, which is that hand washing, the sanitising facilities, to encourage those to be done, making sure people, you know, are, you know, aware of other people. I know the face masks are also being lifted on the restrictions on those. But at our events, and we know we've got some family fun days, we're making sure that they're still going to be kind of adhering to kind of safe rules in terms of isolation and keeping your distance from people, and making sure everything's friendly but also safe for people to attend. So I think it's about those restrictions. It's making sure you follow the rules that have been in place in terms of just cleanliness and just being sensible about what we do and how we congregate and meet with people.
Yeah.
So, and at the end of this week, it's our first Family Fun Day on the 23rd of July, and that's in Doddinghurst Village Hall.
Yes.
So come along to that as well. There's some good things going on. And just to remind people, if they are attending a Family Fun Day where it's a Punch and Judy show, to come along, please bring your own picnic and your own blanket along to those things as well. But you can find out all about them on the Brentwood website at events, where you can also find out about the safari, which we kicked off with earlier on. And you can find out what you need to do to get involved with that safari this summer.
And enjoy the sunshine, because it's going to be an amazing weekend.
It is. I can't wait. We need it after. We need some sunshine and some cheering up after last Sunday.
We definitely.
Great tournament. Wonderful for England, but it's over. But we've got a World Cup to look forward to next year.
That's it. That's the Brits. We go, yeah, but we've lost that one, but we're going to win the next one. It's coming home.
You're right there. Definitely right there.
I was thinking, actually, what would they do with the England Football Club song? Because I thought they'll change it to "It's Come Home." Wouldn't they? They'd have to change the song.
It doesn't have the same kind of ring to it.
No, it doesn't. I did try and sing that along, actually. Just one of the things that you do. So you have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for all the information. And don't forget, check out Brentwood Council website. And if you've got anybody you want to nominate for the Start of Brentwood Awards, please do. Antisocial Behaviour Week is starting on Monday. And you can get to talk to some of the officers about that as well. And don't forget Family Fun Days. But you'll find all the details on the website. So you have a great weekend in the sunshine.
Thank you, Michelle.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Greg Campbell, Director of Operations at Brentwood Council.